This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour on the Wednesday, May 11th, DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is off for the rest of the week, enjoying herself and her husband. I guess the folks taking care of Mike and Doris taking care of young Mac, or did he go as well to the
No, I think Mac is with his grandparents.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, the thing about, as we look at what's going on in the world, the thing that I think is valuable here, and without blowing my own horn in a manner of speaking, because when I do that, it sounds like that. So the horn needs to come from Jennifer. Get that? I tickle myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, Jennifer. Glad you got it. Meanwhile, I guess the point I was sort of clumsily getting into is how we discuss things from different perspectives. And sometimes when you get something from somebody else, somebody else's perspective can change the way you think about certain issues or events or things that are going on in your life. So for that reason, I'm glad that we are here to give you a chance at least to think about the events of the day and the issues and some of the other things from a different perspective. And with that in mind, I look to the latest firearm homicide report, highest level since 1994. I don't think there's any, places like Los Angeles, places like California, places like many of the big cities where they're discounting the value of life because the number of homicides obviously up because there's no punishment. There's not even any arrests. So when you get arrested, you get more time for shoplifting than killing another human being. And many, at least in Garcetti's L.A. and in Newsom's California, and elsewhere too, I think. The last couple of years, big rise. So what's the comparative time, though, here? Because that's always, the headline is the highest level since 94. Well, what was it like before that? Is it, and people will say, well, there's all these guns on the street. That makes it more difficult. Largest increases among black men from the age of 10 to 44. Those are the, I'm talking about victims now. That's 10. Yep. What does that say about a society?
Look at Chicago every weekend. Chicago every weekend. There's
Good
always a story
God.
About a child getting gunned down just in the front yard.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And, to put it in perspective, I mean, at least in Los Angeles, I can tell you that when I was a kid growing up, like in junior high and high school around the time that the L.A. riots happened, it was really bad. It was tense. I remember being afraid of driving on the freeway because drive-by shootings were happening all the time. And, that was really, it was a fearful time. As a kid, when you hear the news stories and then you're like, wow, I'm in the car with my mom. Is someone just going to shoot into the car? My mom actually had someone shoot into her windshield when she was driving to work one morning and blew out the windshield.
On purpose? Or was it just
she was the
target or just random?
No, she was driving under a freeway. She was going under the overpass.
And so they put those high fences on all those overpasses now.
Right. And so then you had a time when things started to get better, and it seemed like everybody agreed that being tough on crime was a good thing. And then suddenly people stopped agreeing on that, and now we have George Gascon in Los Angeles, who's getting heat. He actually had to give a press conference yesterday, which he never talks. This is someone who was funded by George Soros, who slipped into the race really late to challenge Jackie Lacey, who was the former DA. And it was revealed, the sheriff's department sent 13,000 and change cases to Gascon, and he refuses to prosecute them. Then you have the guy who got up on stage and attacked Dave Chappelle a couple weekends ago, or last week, I think it was. And Dave Chappelle came out and said, this guy needs to be held for a felony. He had a knife that looked like a gun. He attacked me on stage, and George Gascon's office refused to prosecute it at all, sending it down to the city attorney.
What does George Soros or George Gascon get out of being lax on crime? What's the end goal here?
Honestly, I think, I don't know what his end goal is, but what my gut feeling is that people who become that radical want to create chaos because they don't believe our system is working, so they think the only way that they can get rid of it is to destroy the current system so that they can rebuild something else. Well, and I've always believed that that's what his deal is. I mean, there was the guy, I don't know if you remember, I think we talked about it, it's the person's now identifying as Hannah Tubbs, but he was a guy when, just before his 18th birthday, he attacked a 10-year-old in a Denny's bathroom and raped her and did all sorts of things to this little girl. And he didn't get caught for a while. When he got caught, because he was 17 and not 18, George Gascon sent him as a 28-year-old to a juvenile facility for females, even though he's biologically a male, because now he identifies as Hannah Tubbs.
He was caught on the phone.
There was a tape release where he's laughing about it, going, oh, yeah, they're sending me to girls' prison. They're sending me to juvenile hall. Well, guess what? They arrested him because he's out of jail now. They arrested him in Bakersfield this week for murder because he was involved with a burglary that went wrong. And so now this guy's wandering around, and now he's going to face real murder charges because he did it outside of L.A. County.
Very
well, good. I mean, at least he's... Jeez, at least he's going to finally get caught.
But, you know, if you're the victim of the murdered family, are you a little ticked off that this guy was out wandering around? It's just...
Sure.
It's very
I'd be pretty ticked off about it. I have something else to be ticked off about. The cost of food. We were going through the food, well, not just the food cycle, but the transportation cycle for pretty much all products, the delivery. Now the costs are doubling because the cost of fuel is double what it was about a year ago at this time. So how much are we going to be paying? People are asking this. Okay, how much higher is this going to go as we get into the middle of the year and people want to go out and have parties and picnics and that sort of thing? The cost of food, you know, you've been to the grocery store, whether it's milk and eggs, simple, the bare necessities and commodities that we use all the time, or other things, cost of beef and vegetables will be, but this will be a good time for you to, if you haven't acquainted yourself yet with the local family farmer, local guy that grows the produce, then this will be a good time to do it. His or her costs will be higher, but they won't be as high as what you get at the supermarket because they don't have to truck the stuff. They grow it, they raise it, so you'll get a better deal at your local family farm starting right now. That's the way to think about this. Yeah, they have to put diesel in the tractors to grow the food, to irrigate the pumps and to after you seed it, you have to cultivate and that sort of thing. But this is not going to be the same kind of expenses what it costs to get the stuff to the food store. So take it from me, an American family farmer. It's a very good time for you to get friendly with a dairyman that's local to you, or you can buy your milk right from the farm or buy the produce. And that's one of the things we'll be talking about this week on the American Family Farmer, which is another program that I do that's heard on many of these same stations over the weekend. Just looking at some of the things that we've been talking about, just to give you an idea, if it's a new idea to you, you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and hear the interviews that I do about farm technology. That's a recent one. We discussed the FBI issuing warnings and guidelines to help people who are getting on the farm, who are getting attacked, cyber attacks on the farm. Yep. Victoria told us a story. Those things are happening even on the farm, if, in fact, they can get the Internet, because a lot of farms are in areas where you can't even get connection. But a lot of some of the farms that are closer in, like in my area, the suburban farms, they're getting hacked right and left. Also, a recent American Family Farmer update, the right to farm bills that are passing through various communities and states, very important. Had a good conversation in one of the podcasts recently from a brewer who is a microbrewer, in fact, interesting because they're now these craft breweries are getting grain that's grown locally, so they don't have to ship it as far as used to be the case. So that'll affect the cost of local beers as well. So all of these things are there for your consumption. It's about food, family, and the farm on the American Family Farmer. Catch it wherever you get your podcasts or at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, meanwhile, back getting away from the food stuff, I don't know whether I look around at some of this stuff, and it's the same sort of headlines every day. Biden's approval rating. Okay, so who cares? I don't care what his approval rating is. I care what he's doing. I care about these other people and what they're doing. I don't give a damn about. I mean, you look at any of these people, governors of states, senators. We actually have not talked much about Roe v. Wade. I don't think we've talked about it at all today. I kind of want to steer clear of it, because I don't think the conversations get anywhere because there's no real decision or what's going on. I don't.
Okay, well, you just told us two things you don't want to talk about. So can I give you some good news, maybe something you do want to talk about?
Well, I'm just sort of hot. People are saying, oh, I haven't heard any discussion about this today. So I'm telling
you. I know,
you,
but you can't have discussion and go, well, we're not going to talk about that today.
That's all right. So what should we be talking about,
Jennifer?
All right,
so I'm going to give you some good news today.
Yes,
older
please.
Adults, not that you're one of those.
Yeah.
Are no more likely to believe fake news than younger adults. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times older adults, they get that stigma of falling victim to fake news.
Yeah.
There's a new survey that's out that says it really doesn't matter. Not being able to distinguish fake news from real news is pretty serious if you start to believe it, right? But
well, how do you get the training? How do you even know? I mean, really, what's fake news and what's real news?
But the research conducted during the early phases of the pandemic is the first to say that to kind of separate out the role of analytical reasoning affected news consumption between older and young adults. And they said that older adults can spot fake news. And that
how do they do
your
that?
Ability.
Is there a primer on that? Because there's lots of fake news out there.
There's a lot. Well, and I think it would have it depend. Look, there's a lot of headlines that are passed off as real news that then we find out 6 months later was actually fake news. But I think maybe fake headlines, the clickbait that we talk about, they say adults in the 70-plus age group who had a greater positive effect and who consumed news most likely to engage.
Here comes Victoria.
Being able to
70
figure this
clickbaiters.
Out.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though. That's good news for you. So it's not, you know, you're beating stigmas here, Dougie.
Thank you very much. Nice to know. I do succumb, though, I admit, to some of the clickbait that I see when I'm, when I have a rare moment of not being engaged in the
conversation. So do young people, I guess. That would be the question.
Yes.
You don't have to do it any more than usual.
Clickbait. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's travel into the world of weddings. Shall we do that? You want a little social gossip or focus, Victoria, on weddings?
It's wedding
season. Taken, yeah, well, I suppose it's always wedding season or not.
Well, May and June are the two biggest months.
Yes, I know they are. All right, so we're going to get to the bottom of some of these outsourced wedding images as we continue here on the DJV program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
So, these outsourced wedding images, there's one story about the photographer's, fascination, the focus on the eyes of the guests, which seems kind of
this
weird.
Is a weird story that has gone viral. Like, this is literally, the story's everywhere now. So, a Pennsylvania bride got her wedding photos back, the proofs, and as she started looking through them, she said roughly 10 to 15 of the photos, when she zoomed in on the various wedding guests in the pictures,
she noticed that their eyes looked really weird. And so, including a picture of her own, of herself. So the bride said in one of the pictures, when she was going through and looking at everything up close, it looked like eyeballs had been photoshopped onto anyone's face when they blinked. So apparently what happened was, so she called her photographer, who was about to release these photos to the whole family to view, and she said that, you know, she told the photographer, she said, there's something really off with the eyes. And she said, all the guests have crazy eyes. And so the photographer admitted to sending...
Isn't there a song called Crazy Eyes somewhere? Isn't there... I think there's a song called Crazy... Phil, isn't there a song called Crazy Eyes?
Are you thinking of Hungry Eyes?
I was thinking Hungry Eyes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what I'm saying. Okay.
So anyway, I'm not sure how this was rectified, but what happened was the photographer admitted to sending all the photo proofs to a third party to have them developed. And I guess that wherever that was, that lab decided to take it upon themselves to Photoshop all these pictures, and literally they Photoshopped open eyeballs onto every single guest had blinked. And so you can imagine how crazy that must have looked for this poor bride.
What do you remember about the wedding photos from your wedding? I never got to see them because I didn't get to the wedding. But
you never saw any of the photos?
No, I didn't see
them. Oh, well, you're not on Instagram. Anyway, our photos were amazing. A good friend of mine is a fantastic wedding photographer.
So that's the person who took all the pictures?
Friend Trish did all of our pictures. It was great.
Uh-huh. Well, so...
And we had excellent lighting that day because it had poured rain. We thought we were going to be rained out, but then it cleared.
Yeah. All right, there it is, our wedding photographer story of the day, 28 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Major retailers Target, CVS, and Walgreens imposed baby formula purchasing limits to prevent hoarding as out-of-stock rates for the product soared to 31% nationwide. In several states, including Delaware, Montana, and Texas, the rate is over 40%. Courtney Houston is a mother of two, and she tells CNN,
"It's terrifying. It's terrifying when that's the only true source of nutrition that your baby gets, because it gets to the point where you go to a store and you almost cry."
Senate Democrats are set to vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Inflation numbers for last month are due out this morning. Analysts expect the rate to drop slightly to 8.2% after soaring to a record high in March. The report comes days after President Biden said inflation is his top domestic priority, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"The truth is that the Biden administration just keeps kicking its own ass. The truth is, President Biden won the nomination because he promised not to be Bernie Sanders. Who has he tried to emulate? Bernie Sanders. The American people see this. They see that after 14 months, nothing is built, nothing is back, and nothing is better."
Competition is causing one streaming service to make changes. From the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade.
NASCAR haulers making their way to the Kansas Speedway for the AdventHealth 400 this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you do? Well, I hope it's a nice time to be alive. Yeah, it's we get all worked up about stuff, but really, it's I feel wonderful about being alive, Victoria. I hope you do. I think you do most every day. Some days are better than others. Some days we have more good news, some more nice news, if you will. There are a lot of inspiring stories to share every day. Sometimes I find the hero story. Sometimes I find the exciting new discovery. Sometimes the ladies do. They've got the problem to report on and then innovative solutions. If I can find them, if we can find them, the power of the word of mouth. Look at all of the people listening to the radio, listening to podcasts, and all of the audio exposure that people have. I thought, back to when I was thinking about a few minutes ago, actually, Victoria, back to my early days in radio in the 1960s and people listening. And I used to, when they were listening to me in college, I thought it was great if three people responded. It was one of those circuit things. They wrapped the wire around the radiators, and that was the transmission. We had 5 watts of power in the dorms and in the buildings of the college from WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. That's where it all started. And now you look around and think about who's listening to us and how we're distributing the information and the conversation that we have every day. I feel like I've won a sweepstakes, in a manner of speaking. So every once in a while, almost once a day, I get philosophical about all this stuff because it's cool, frankly, very cool. All right, let's have some travel news here. This is for those of you who like to go to Paris, like to go visit France, the Moulin Rouge. You probably can pronounce this better. I love trying my French accent.
That sounded pretty good.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
You like that? Okay.
Sure.
All right, so there's a
You've
big
You've been to Paris, right? You've been
I
to
have.
Paris?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been all over France. Matter of fact, I didn't like Paris, but I love France. Hmm. Paris, my daughter and I had one afternoon. I remember this vividly. Megan was a student at one of the Oxford colleges, has a DPhil from Oxford University in England. And so I would spend a week a month with her, especially during the bad weather months, just so that she felt comfortable and at home. Okay, he's a long ways away from home. Let's make sure the family's in on what's going on. So one weekend, we took the fast train from London to Paris. She used to do it all the time. It's like a 90-minute ride. Yeah, and the channel, bing, bang, boom, you're there. So she decided you want to have lunch at Notre Dame. So we got on the train and we went over there, and I remember we went to a French restaurant that was right underneath kind of the side of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and mostly in Paris especially, they don't like Americans because they don't speak French. Well, Megan's very fluent in French, so we were treated well, everybody was right at home, and I thought, okay, this is great. Then we went around to a lot of places, visited. I've on two or three occasions been to Moulin Rouge, and I think I remember. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember the windmill that well. You've been there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've seen it. Sure. The reason that we're talking about this now is Airbnb has actually opened up the windmill. It's this gorgeous.
How much it took to get that done?
I guess there has been like a bedroom or something in the windmill. There was something there already. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just an empty room. But they've made it into this absolutely beautiful windmill bedroom experience with an outdoor little deck. And you have Airbnb has opened this up for three nights, right?
Yeah.
And it's $1 a night. So it's literally just going to come down to whoever can log on the fastest and
fastest.
Book it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But for $1 a night. And you get to go to a show at the Moulin Rouge. You get to meet one of the lead dancers, and it includes dinner. It's this really incredible. I don't even know what you would want to call it.
So is it every weekend? What are they doing?
They're starting just with three nights.
Month.
And so just for three nights, and then I'm sure it's going to be a massive success, because the other thing is that the movie Moulin Rouge with Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, that is one of my favorite musical movies of all time, and it's a huge Broadway hit right now too, and so people are really into it. It's kept the Moulin Rouge kind of on everyone's.
Yeah, it's very popular. So better if you want to do this. The listing will go up next Tuesday at 7 in the evening. Eastern time.
I would
that's it's European time, not British time. Is 5 hours. Central European time is 6 hours. So it would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock their time in the evening, 1 o'clock our time, Eastern time. If you're interested, Airbnb.com/Moulin Rouge. It sounds like
I would literally.
Are you going to try?
Kill for this.
Are you going to try this time?
No, because then you also have to buy tickets to go to France. So, it's $1 to stay in the Moulin Rouge, but you've got to spend
$1,000 to fly to Paris.
Right, right.
But here's another travel.
Incredible.
Okay, if you can't go to the Moulin Rouge, how about you go to the Space Hotel? This would be kind of, imagine waking
Where's
up
this?
In
this? This sounds cool.
Hotel room.
In space?
In
you mean
orbit?
The actual? Oh, okay.
In space, right.
Is this the Amazon Hotel?
This is the few, well, no, I don't think it's, it's run by a California company called the Gateway Foundation.
Oh, okay.
This is the Von Braun station. It's a futuristic concept, several modules. There's an elevator that moves up and down in this thing, that's rotating. It's a rotating wheel that's going around the Earth, being overseen by Orbital, say it again, Doug. There it is. Orbital Assembly Corporation. And the assembly is being, they're going to launch it apparently next year, two different space stations. They put them together, and this will accommodate 400 people and be open. They're going to put it up there by 2025. It'll be up, and they'll be opening it to the public in 2027. 28 people, it'll take 28 people to run it, and they can accommodate 400 people. Wow. How about them apples?
Yeah, right.
Go up and I'd do that. I would do that in a minute. Go up into that thing and spend a couple of days in space in a hotel.
It's low orbit, right? It's like not, I would love to do that. Do you have to do 10 days? Is that what you said? You have to do 10 days?
I don't see that. Did I say that before? I didn't know.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you just said you'd 10
no,
days.
No, I don't
but
think
anyway,
you have to do 10. But I think you got to, in order, I mean,
there has
by
to
the
be
time
a
you get
some
up
amount.
There, yes, you can't go up there one night and come home the next. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
But I would do a long weekend in space.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do 10 days, but, you know, a long weekend, I think, would be cool.
Go Friday after you get out of the air.
As long as they have good restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not all, like, astronaut ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Which is delicious, anyway.
What is it? What's that other, the orange
fruit? That's the freeze-dried
stuff. Is it Tame? What's
Tang.
What was that? Tang, that was it.
Yeah.
It developed for. There's so many things that got developed for the space program. It's really kind of cool. Now, the story of the world's largest plane. Have you seen pictures and video of this? This plane is almost ready to fly. They are getting ready to test fly it. They've been doing this, they've been testing it off and on, the components, for the last 3 years. 385 feet across. This is a huge wingspan. It's much the 747s. This is like, this is like looking at a football field across a plane. It weighs 500,000 pounds. That's 250 tons. How the hell did they even get this thing off the ground?
Wow.
That's what they had a test. The plane went up for 4 hours over the Mojave Desert, and it was at 22,000 feet. But if you look, have you seen the pictures of this thing?
No.
It's like two planes together in the same wings. Three engines on both wings, and then a couple of engines in the middle. It is huge, huge. And, you know, who knows what they're going to use this for. Could be more of a vehicle of, you know, war or, you know, being prepared for war. At any rate, I think that it's kind of cool to look at the stories. A few food news items. Tyson says the meat prices are, as I explained earlier, because of the cost of fuel. The problem here is that these guys are going to do like the gas companies, because there's so much concentration of ownership. Tyson and Purdue pretty much control 80% of the chicken business in our country. And you know the Chinese are trying to buy stock to control Tyson. So the average price of their products is up about 20% since the beginning of the year. And the price, if you're buying frozen beef products from Tyson, up 25%. That kind of stuff. Pork is the cheapest, up about 12%. And they say it's, you know, fuel and yada yada, and it is. But they're also gouging, like there are plenty of oil companies, but mostly ExxonMobil. But most of them are, you know, they're now gouging. They're gouging you. And the food guys are going to. So the difference between the people, this is back to the local aspect of this again. You will not get screwed by your local poultry guy, local butcher. It's time for us to go back, in my estimation. I'm not trying to lecture you all, but I think that the reality is going to set in pretty quickly this year when you go to the grocery store and you see what it costs to buy a pound of carrots, and you go to your local produce guy, the truck farmer, his carrots are going to be better and less expensive. That's what it's going to be across the board. If there's a limit to it, because you can only get the stuff in the growing season, so now most everything's been planted, at least the first round of corn and you know, beans, potatoes, that kind of stuff. So you'll have fresh produce in the next month. We're going to have a farmer's market on my farm every Sunday, starting, I think it's the 3rd of June, it's within the next month anyway. We'll have that there for people because they'll want to have. I've even capitulated and said people could sell meat at the market. I haven't had that before, but the price is going to be so crazy. This is the way to help out a little bit. Coming up on 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
I'm
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on today's DJV program, Victoria and I welcome, embrace the thoughts and the charm of Chuck Curry, who's here, Mr. Movie Moments, the Movie Moments guy with a focus now on the dead zone. How appropriate, Chucker.
That's a Steve. That is the reason we play that is because, let me preface this. Stephen King remake of Firestarter comes out in theaters this Thursday night or Friday. It's also going on the Peacock Network to stream at the same time. I noticed there really is almost no marketing campaign for this film. It stars Zac Efron. It feels like a dump that they're going to try to get some streaming subscribe. I don't know. Maybe it's not good. I don't know the answer to that question. But I was given thought to, are Stephen King properties now excite people the way they did, say, 20, 25, 30 years ago? But the answer is no. But my favorite all-time Stephen King movie, movie based on a Stephen King novel, was The Dead Zone from 1983, Christopher Walken. I thought it was amazing in that
perfect
film.
Perfect movie for him.
Yeah,
perfect.
I love that film. I mean, The Shining was a terrific film. The miniseries of Stan, the original one, I loved. There was another miniseries called Into the Storm, which I thought was great, that played on ABC. Rob Reiner adopted Misery from novel to movie, which was a great movie. He's had some clunkers, but it appears there's not a lot of interest in this Firestarter remake. The original was from 84 with Drew Barrymore. I didn't think that was a good film either, but it has some popularity. But I'm going to watch it on Peacock this Thursday night. I'll let you know what I think about it on Friday. But it is sort of an interesting model how Universal took the last Halloween movie and put it in theaters, which did fairly well, actually pretty well, almost 100 million in theaters, and also Peacock same day. That's where I wound up watching it, and they're using the same strategy with this new movie, Firestarter.
Hmm. I noticed, speaking of some of these, some of the streaming services, Netflix has lost a lot of subscribers, so now they're going to launch a cheaper.
Oh, but put it in perspective. They lost 200. They lost 200,000. They got like 200 and something million worldwide. I mean, really, is a drop in the bucket.
So why did this stock go down then? Is this just a?
You know why? Because Wall Street always plays the game. If you stop growing, you get hammered, and they just hammered. All these stocks are overinflated anyway, so they hammered this stock. But you had expand on what on you was saying.
No, I'm just saying. It's just interesting because they have gotten hammered that they're going to lower. They're going to find a new category, if you will, to bring more people back in. But as you said, losing a couple of hundred thousand. Although I think the problem was, Chuck, that they had projected a big growth figure, big growth curve.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's why the stock went into the tank.
Well, I got a question. I'll ask Victoria. Would you rather pay $19.99 for Netflix and have no commercials, or pay, say, $6 and have a few commercials in between movies?
Oh, I just pay for the premiums because I don't want to see.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't want to see commercials.
I'm the sucker.
I mean, if I'm watching a free service, I get it. If I'm watching a free service, I get it. But if I'm going to pay something, I don't want to see commercials. It's interesting. I mean, a lot of speculation because, you know, there's always an overreaction, but articles will say, oh, Netflix is, you know, in trouble, and this is a sign of trouble that they're going to this model. I don't think so. Having said that, I do think I see signs where I don't think it's going to be this summer, but I do think next summer, I think movie theaters are going to get a lot healthier than we've seen in the last 2 years. Much, much healthier. I think people are going to go back to the movies. It's going to take, I think, one more summer to really get it going.
There's a very interesting overview of the new shows that are going to, they have upfront starting next week for the fall season. So you'll notice that most of the shows are talking about their season finale between now and the end of the month. And a number of shows that are coming back again. Interesting, some of the old standards are coming back, and some of the newer shows are going away. And I just, you know, you look at that, these things that are staying and going, and you wonder about the streaming services versus what you can get free. I think the only problem with the free service, they're killing themselves with the drug ads. Every single spot break is a damn ad for some kind of drug. And
they're
it's so annoying
to pay
sit,
for them.
Yeah, but it's so damn annoying to sit there and have them tell you 15 seconds why you ought to take the drug, and for 40 seconds they tell you why you shouldn't take the drug. It's just annoying to see all these sick people, and don't you think you should have this for your shoulder, and this is for your back, and this is for your gut?
I feel like I get way more Allstate ads than medical stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. It's one Allstate
Liam
ad.
Liam Neeson is going to headline a new crime thriller playing a bad guy. You see this, Chucker? It's called
Thug. I saw that announced yesterday.
Yeah. It's going to be actually.
Well, he's making about four movies a year.
Yeah. So it keeps him busy.
I kind of wish he would do something else besides action because he's a really good actor.
He is a good actor. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.